Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story by Ming Li and Gus Gordon, and it is called The Perfect Seat. The Perfect Seat. I'm very excited to see what this story is about. What about you? What do you think? Yeah. So today's story is read by Mommy and
Commander Cupcake.
Commander Cupcake. I love cupcakes.
Wait, I'll show you where I'm from.
Oh, friends, this is a character from the Dog Man books. If you know them, or if you don't. I'm delighted that you are here with me, Commander. Are you ready for your story?
Let me just show you where I'm from. That's me.
You're so cute, and I like your glasses.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, without any further ado, here we go.
Commander Cupcake!
Okay. Come and scooch in next to me. Here we go.
Sprinkles, my sidekick.
Okay. Now, when we open the book, we see some mice. And the little moose says to the grown-up moose, "Can you read to me?" They're outside of a bookstore, and they've gotten a book.
"Of course, but first we have to find the perfect seat."
Well, let's go see if they can find it, shall we? The first place they pick is a huge couch, and it says,
"Too big."
Then the next one they find is a fire hydrant.
"Too small."
And it really is. I can't imagine that sitting on a fire hydrant would be very comfortable at all.
Yeah.
They find a dark alleyway with cobwebs.
"Too old."
And then a brand new looking
Stylemaster 3000
chair in a storefront.
"Too new."
And then, oh dear, you know, you could sit on the back of a bicycle and call it a seat, but I don't know if you'd want to read a book on a bicycle. Do you think? Probably not.
"Too rough."
And another place you can sit down, although not for very long, is on a slide. Because what happens on a slide?
Slide.
You slide.
"Too slippery. Should the perfect seat make you this dizzy?"
says the dad. Because he's on a tire swing. Mm-hmm. You could sit on that too, but I don't think you'd want to read a book there. And then they found a bench on a very crowded subway.
"Too thin."
Yeah, not enough room for them to move their elbows.
"Too wide,"
he says. The dad is there looking at this big bench where a lot of people would sit and wait for a taxi.
"Too tall,"
they think as they look up at a tree.
"Too short,"
he thinks as they see some mice who have a beautiful dining room table with lovely chairs, and they're offering them a seat, but I don't believe they can fit in it.
"Too funky,"
says the boy. And I think he's right. This is an art installation, and you probably could sit on it, but the legs aren't designed for that, and it might collapse.
"Too fancy,"
says the dad, looking up at the throne that they have set up for some sort of a monument to maybe a military leader or something. I don't know.
"What about here?"
says the dad as he sits on the edge of a footbridge. "May I speak to you about that briefly? Never is it a good idea to sit on a bridge with no railing and no supports, and that just equals falling." And guess what happens? The very next second, whoosh, splash into the water.
"Are you okay down there?"
says his son.
"Oh, I give up,"
says the dad. He is so distraught and upset and sad.
"Found it,"
says his son. And guess where he chooses to jump? Plump, right on his dad's lap. And he says,
"Perfect."
Because sometimes that's really all you need, is to have someone to cuddle with. What do you say, Commander Cupcake? Isn't it nice just to sit right down next to Mom and have a story?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. It's always perfect when you sit next to me, and I'm glad that you're here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I hope that all of our friends who are listening have someone to sit with too while they hear our stories. Or something to cuddle with, right? And that, our very good friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.